Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy brilliant sunshine today and a nice deep blue sky, complements of high pressure over New England. This will allow temperatures to climb, but not nearly as high as yesterday, as readings will hold in the middle and upper 40s. That high will dominate through tonight, keeping skies clear, and another cold night back into the 20s and lower 30s. Tomorrow, as that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, we'll begin to pick up a southerly breeze. This will help temperatures push into the lower 50s for highs, but also the moisture will increase in the form of a few clouds by the end of the day, although it will stay dry. As we get deep into the night on Wednesday night and especially Thursday morning, moisture will begin to arrive in the form of rain showers. And with a front approaching from the west, rain will be likely through the day on Thursday, and some of it could come in heavier bursts. High temperatures out ahead of the front on Thursday will be into the upper 50s. Showers on Thursday night, even a few leftover showers as the front pushes through New England on Friday morning. The rest of the day on Friday will spend drying out with increasing sunshine from west to east. Behind the front, temperatures will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s on Friday afternoon. We'll see how the weather pattern evolves for the weekend. Right now, Saturday looks dry and cool with increasing clouds late in the day. Highs will be in the upper 40s. A storm system will move through the Ohio Valley and head in our direction for Sunday. This could bring a chance of rain to the area, maybe mixed with some wet snow across the mountains, depending on how the upper level pattern evolves through the weekend and into early next week. Mid-40s on Sunday, and behind that system, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder on Monday with leftover snow showers and highs only near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that powerful and dynamic storm system continues to move through the central United States. At the same time, a vigorous upper-level disturbance is moving from the Four Corners into the southern plains, and this is producing showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is once again forecasting an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Additionally, heavy rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are forecast across areas from the southern plains to the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley, and flash flood watches have been issued in these areas. Meanwhile, on the northwest side of the storm, cold air is being pulled southward into the system, changing rain to snow from eastern Colorado into the central high plains. Snow will fall heavily at times, and amounts of 6 to 12 inches are forecast from east-central Colorado into northwestern Kansas and southwestern Nebraska. Additionally, strong gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour will be possible in some areas, resulting in blizzard conditions. Blizzard warnings have been issued. And another Pacific storm system is moving into the northwest with lower elevation rain and high elevation snow. More heavy snow will be possible in the Cascades of Washington, with snowfall amounts exceeding 1 foot in some areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Brownsville and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 9 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 50, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1928, and the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:49 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs reaching the upper 40s to around 50. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the middle to upper 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today with highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds in the lower 50s, rain likely Thursday in the upper 50s, a leftover shower mainly in New England Friday morning, then increasing sunshine from west to east in the afternoon, lower 50s, sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, upper 40s, chance of rain Sunday, maybe some wet snow in the mountains, mid-40s, and mostly cloudy, windy, and colder Monday, scattered snow showers with highs around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.